We're very honored to have on the line tonight our featured guest, actor Jeffrey Rivas. You've seen him several seasons. Great, great character on CSI, Crime Scene Investigation. He's done so much more than that. We'll be talking to him about that. Jeffrey, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm excellent, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, really good. Really good on the show. Still trying to make sense of this week. Before we talk about great project that you're working on now, I've got to ask, did you watch the results come in on Tuesday? What were you thinking Tuesday night?
Well, it was very strange because I was in rehearsal and
right.
my actors are very, I want to say this delicately, but they were very moved by the whole process. And as artists, you know, we're living on the fringe all the time, and
sure.
Working in a nonprofit area, it's always the first thing cut, the last thing funded. So it's always a major threat when there's a major change or a major shift like it that has happened this week. And fundamentally, it's just created this shift across the board for all my friends who are artists or just in.
Right.
Either mourning or disbelief or shock and trying to figure out how we're going to move forward in terms of presenting art across the board, whether it's theater, through writing or through, visual arts, painting and stuff
right.
like that, that it all affects us, you know, no matter what type of artist you are, it does affect us greatly. And go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, now is there particular funding or a patron who is threatened by the results of the election, or is it a general sense that times are changing in a way that
won't be helpful? As a person of color, it runs many levels because we barely just started getting our voice heard on the stage, on the main stage of major regional theaters. We barely started getting our foot in the door of major institutions, universities, etc., things like that, where we can have an impact and start educating people on that level. However, seeing that there may be this big pullback, this big shift in the way things are funded, the way, who gets funded and how we're viewed, I think has a very negative impact. I am Mexican American, to be lumped in to the way Trump says, he's going to build a wall, send us all back, and because of the color of our skin is very disarming, and it just makes you think, how can I continue to do what I want to do without having either fear or looking over your shoulder, saying, am I going to be singled out for? Creating the type of art I do, whether it's controversial, whether it's educational, whether we're just trying to give a voice to the next generation.
Well, if there's any consolation, California has grown an even darker color of blue on the political spectrum. It seemed like the California voters were very clear as to where they stood on the political spectrum. So maybe there's some comfort, Jeffrey, in that. California still seems to be the California I think a lot of people want it to be.
Well, I think, we're going to do our best to continue that. And regardless of the outcome of this election, I think ultimately what lands on our shoulders is to continue doing the work we do, to continue pursuing not just our goals and dreams, but being the voice for the upcoming generation and to use our platform or to use the way we present our art as a form of education and a form of also healing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about the project you're working on now because people see your face or hear your name, Jeffrey Rivas, and they think, obviously, Detective Vega. Several years. Were you on 8-9 years on CSI?
Yeah, 9 years on CSI.
A huge run. A real TV juggernaut. And you've been on a lot more. You've done films. You've been in La Bamba, Born in East L.A. You've done tons of TV over the years. Lost, Prison Break, L.A. Law, ER. You've done a lot of that, big screen, small screen. But you got to love the stage. And you're actually in a production now. Isn't it opening in a few days? You're not on stage, though. You're directing. Tell us about this project you're working on.
We're actually the second year we're producing this particular version of the play. It's called Latina Christmas Special. And it's funny because it's also tied into CSI. One of the guest star actresses, Maria Russell, was on an episode I was in, and we became friends, I would say, about 7 years ago. And we've been supporting each other throughout our careers, our arcs, and we support each other. She'll come see a show I'm in. I'll go
Excellent.
See she's in. She invited me to see this show that was on Theater Row in Hollywood called The Latina Christmas Special. And when I saw it, I mean, it was a great show as it was. It was three young ladies doing three basically monologues. And the house was packed. People were laughing, crying, enjoying their storytelling. And my wife was in tears. I wanted to confirm. I wanted to confirm what I felt was the possibility of the strength of this show. So I brought a company member the next day, and that sealed it. I asked the girls. I said, "I don't know what your plans are, but I would love to bring it to our theater. My company, the Latino Theater Company, has been running the Los Angeles Theater Center for the last 10 years down in LA, in the old Bank District on Spring Street, and." And I also took, but you know, it was only the second play that I directed. The first play was also Ellie Critics' Choice, and she won the NAACP award for best solo performance. It was a show called Beautiful. It was she was a Jamaican actress who used the stage as a platform to break three generations of physical and sexual abuse.
Wow!
So that was my first venture really onto the main stage, and then seeing this play, and I told the ladies, look, I totally get it. If you want a female director, I totally understand. I don't want to feel, I don't feel that I am the end all to things, but I had a sense because all of them are Latina. One is from San Antonio, Mexicana.
Right.
The other one is a Cuban American from Miami, and the other one is from California, who's a mixture of Lithuanian and Mexican.
Oh, wow. That's a great combo.
And I can't say more because, you know, so much of her story is about that. So
right.
I don't want to give it all away, but it's just about the sharing of their personal stories that has been such a healing for the audiences that have come to see the show. So the ladies agreed. And last year we spent about a month workshopping it and creating, making it more into a play structure where we had transitions and we had a beginning and an end, and it wasn't just three monologues. We created sort of mini scenes that get to the monologues that help transition into a monologue.
Oh, it sounds like a great, great play. Can you give our listeners the details? When, where, all of that? How do they go and get to see the Latina Christmas Special?
They can go to our website, which is thelatc.org. On our website, you'll see the show, Latina Christmas Special. We open this week. The opening night is on Saturday the 19th, but we have two previews this Thursday and Friday before we actually kick it off, just to make sure all the tech aspects are in line and we're ready to go. And we'll be running from this Saturday all the way till the the week before Christmas. And last year we lucked out, and so many people didn't see the show in the first run that wanted to buy tickets. We had to go into January, and we brought the show back for another week of shows in January. So if that doesn't speak for itself, you know, we've been telling people, get your tickets now, because there is no guarantee that we will go into January next year. So, because of all these also other equity rules that are now taking place.
Oh, I heard about those. Yeah.
Changing the way the union is working in black box kind of theaters. So, but it is a terrific show. It touches people of all ethnicities, all nationalities on so many different levels. The one thing that I always press on is that, especially with my actresses, that the more personal their stories become, the more universal they are. And
absolutely,
it's always tough to say, well, if you open up your heart, people are going to see in me and judge me. I said, no, then you're wrong, because when you open up your heart and show the rawness of yourself, people identify with, we realize we're not on an island, that we all share similar experiences, or we share similar stories, or had, you know, family members that have gone through the same thing. And then what it does is it creates a whole another dialogue after the show's over, not only with our actresses, but within their own families, saying, you know, I need to tell you these things, or share these issues that I'm going with.
I want to thank you so much for ending this segment on such a positive tone and positive messaging. As you can imagine, there's been excitement and there's been sadness and there's been a lot of angst in the last few days, people trying to come to grips with the election, trying to figure out what to do. What you've been describing, Jeffrey, it seems like a lot of positivity, and I think a lot of us could use that. Thank you so much, Jeffrey Rivas, the actor you know and love on CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, directing this great play, The Latina Christmas Special. Thank you so much, Jeffrey, for being part of the Bigger Picture.
Thank you. I just tell your audience members to please come out. I guarantee you they won't even ask for their money back. It's that great of a show.
There you go, friends and neighbors. You rarely get guarantees in this life, and Jeffrey's offering you one live on our show. Friends and neighbors, our phone lines are still open, 866-870-5752. Our call